political swamp needs to be drained. And political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
70 and 97. The two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Introducing new life-proof, slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new life-proof, slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around, low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm, of course, surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Something, something never comes, never leads to
is at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day.
Been one of those days.
And it comes around and it's taken away.
You got me, man.
Yes, I do. I have Seth Spotlow here.
Yeah.
And I have Foo Fighters, too.
Woo! Now 84. He was supposed to be here tonight, but something terrible happened to him.
That sucks.
He had something very valuable stolen from him. And he found it, but he says the police weren't much help.
There, yeah, I hate to be like it, but it's hard for...
I hate how that is.
It's hard, man. Like
when
that.
Something's stolen, and I get the police's perspective here, but hold on, I love his part. Riding into this today.
Yeah, man. Sky's a neighborhood. I love that new one.
Yeah, sometimes with my iPhone, I just hit play on the music section, and it just randomly, it does random shuffle with the music I have, and this came up.
Oh.
I was like, good roll of the dice. Well done.
What I took is I took my Pandora station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I turned it into my own because I've been using the same station for years. So it's nothing but thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs down. And then, like, over years and years and years, they have finally figured out that I only like three bands.
Now, programming, though. Tonight was supposed to be 84, but because of the theft, the damn dirty theft of his property...
Steelers.
He's not going to be able to come tonight. He's dealing with that. He was going to show up, and he says he has some doozy of a question to ask me.
Ooh.
If he can remember it.
Mm.
But we have Mr. Spotlow here, and I think you probably have a few questions.
Okay, I've got one really good one that didn't come from me.
Yeah, I saw on the Book of Faces, actually. It's not fair when we do it on social media because I see him beforehand. So I had a chance to think about that one.
Well, I was thinking about giving you what I was going to ask you and letting you think about it for a minute, because you know my questions are kind of off the wall.
No, I like the off the wall. That's what I like. And if anybody wants to ask me anything at all, if it's too inappropriate, I'll knock you off there and dump it. But just go for it. 272-9228. 272-9228. It can be about what's going on in Europe and Trump at the NATO summit. It can be about what's going on in China. It can be about North Korea. It can be about those kids who were saved from Thailand. It can be about my personal life and like my hopes and dreams, my greatest tragedies. It can be about my favorite music or movies.
Ooh.
Or how I got my heart broken once.
Oh.
It can be about anything. Like, am I a regular guy?
All right, number one, are you single? That's for all the ladies out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I announced that last night. Did you not listen?
Well, man,
I'm calling you out. Were you busy?
My crappy phone.
You were washing your hair?
Crappy phone.
Okay, yeah, no, last night I explained that I've been, you know, burying the lead here a little bit. Last 2 years, I've had a friend, and we've given each other privileges. I think that's pretty much done with.
Ooh, what'd you do?
No, we didn't do anything.
What'd you do?
No, I think I didn't do anything. I actually think the only thing I did is I encouraged her to actually go after somebody she really loves. I think it happened, so I'm happy for her. But
I'm gonna
miss her a little bit. But yes, I'm now officially single.
You did the right thing, and that will pay off in the long run.
And who knows? She might text me.
But then it's too late. Then you're gonna find somebody else and be like, bam!
Right. And
she took a bite, had it.
And whoever this is on the phone, hold on. I'll come to you in just a second. Now, another programming note. We were going to do the marriage debate Friday. That can't happen. We'll try to make it happen next Wednesday. I'll talk to Brandon. I'll talk to fiance. We'll make this happen. So you have a question. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, the question from me or the question from this?
Anyone you want to
ask. Okay, the question from me is, if you were not doing this, what would you think you would be doing?
I have thought about this before. I had an opportunity. I was given a nice scholarship to Southern Miss for creative writing.
Oh, I can see you being a writer.
Yeah, and I think I would be doing writing of some type. And I've always wanted to do something with performance. So I would have ended up in theater or stand-up or
You'd be a writer for somebody.
Or a writer or something.
Yeah, I read your
stuff. I might have been a writer, and I think I do have a pretty wicked pen.
You do, man. Because I read it, and it catches me.
Yeah, I can write my ass off.
And then the stuff that, you're like, hey, man, read this. And I read it, and I'm like, wow.
My one critique of my writing is it's sometimes a little too overwrought. Like, use less words.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to gild the lily, so to speak.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot here lately.
Yeah, just, you know, use less words. Shut get to the up, point. Son. Well, no, and it applies to jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want it to be a crisp, clean joke.
And me doing that stuff down there.
Don't
talk yourself into a corner.
Right, yeah.
I'm a vacuum cleaner.
I have never done, like, music jockeying. I've never done that before. It's difficult, I'd imagine. I'm more free-form, long-talk form.
Man, and I'm a blank slate, and they're totally teaching me, and I feel sorry for them, because I mean...
Well, you're being molded. You, that piece of clay over there across the desk from me, you're being molded by great hands.
Yeah, I'm getting told what to do, and I'm loving every minute of it.
It's great. It's great. So...
Okay,
I think that I could have ended up being a writer, or I could have ended up... I mean, I could have ended up waiting tables down in New Orleans. That's what I was about to do after graduating. I was going to move down to New Orleans with my dad, wait tables or bar back somewhere, and write.
Hmm.
And see what happens. Who knows? Huh. I could have ended up dead in the streets.
Huh.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy when you do these counterfactuals and histories. You're like, what could my life have ended up as?
Uh-huh.
So who knows? I think I could still jump into a writing profession if I really did it. I think I could do stand up, but I'm scared of it. I think that's another reason why I should do it, because I'm scared as hell.
Oh man, you totally need to do it. I'll go do it with you.
Yeah,
I've done it before. People laugh. They don't laugh. It's cool.
I'll work at it. Yeah, and you're right. I am. Radio has given me a thicker skin.
Yeah, man. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You just got to know how it's built. A joke's has a build to it, you know?
Right. Form. Well, before we get to the other question, mm-hmm. we have somebody on the phone. Ooh. So 272-9228. That was Seth hitting the microphone.
I have big hands.
272-9228. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike. What's up, man?
Well, my question was, why does the radio station put this show on the air in the first place?
I think it's because a lot of people enjoy it for its, it's a little different.
Maybe a few. Y'all can't find anything better to put on the air than this.
What's your number one complaint?
It's a boring show. I'm waiting for Laura Ingram. I guess I'll have to just turn it over and listen to NPR, because I can't listen to this crap.
You want to listen to NPR? Okay, go ahead.
Well, it'd be better than what you're putting out.
Okay, go ahead. You don't have to. I mean, haven't you called before? Haven't you called before?
And this is after we have to listen to Greg for 6 hours a day.
Right. So you don't like Greg either?
No.
Okay.
So what are you listening for?
I flip back and forth. I'm waiting for some news show or something with some meat on it.
This is
a total waste of time.
Well, if you don't like it, why do you listen? I mean,
I'm flipping channels. I'm waiting for Laura Ingram. I'll flip back to NPR because I can't listen to this.
What would you like to know about the NATO summit? See, I'm ready to give him details.
Yeah, then. You're on it, man.
But, Mike, you can not listen.
Can't please them all.
I can't please everybody.
We try, though.
You know, we try to cover all sorts of topics. But let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on there.
This is William B.
Hey, William, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's up?
I just want to say hi to Mike there. I noticed he called in again.
Yeah, I thought he was gone for good.
No, man, he's a regular listener, and he gets the nerve to call in every now and then. Hi, Mike. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, well, I'd love him too.
Me too.
I think he'll come along because, you know, especially if I had more time, I would cover the news in more detail. But we cover the news all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the news, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's called the news, isn't new, and it's preordained crap. That isn't actually informing you.
It's a trick.
Exactly. Hey, your buddy there, Seth.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. I think you know my stepdaughter, but
really?
Yeah, off the air, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I don't want to put her name out there.
Okay.
Yeah, man, good show. I just want to say hi to Mike, though. That was
that was sweet of him to call.
I think I know who you're talking about.
You think you know?
I think I know.
Oh, okay. Well, connections on the radio.
Okay. You think you know who I'm talking about? Probably connections from the Book of Faces.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, I'll get down there to the sandbar one of these days.
you gotta get out there. I don't believe you.
Oh, I can put down some beer now. The trouble is when I start drinking the liquor, I start to black out. That's not fun. And literally pass out.
I'll remember to take the blender off the boat so I don't make margaritas.
Appreciate it, William.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know, it's even though the boat does have, like, you know, a dance floor on it if you want to improvise, but, you know.
Oh, I could, yeah, if you get enough beer in me, I might get out there and do a jiggy. I don't know.
Yeah. Jiggy. Getting jiggy with it over here.
Indeed. Indeed. That was the only thing my brain wanted to say.
All right, man. Like I said, I just wanted to say hi to Mike. Man, you know, I know he's still listening. He's always listening. But, you know. But, Steph, can I talk to you off the air for just a second?
We're kind of in the middle of this.
Find me on Facebook.
Okay, all right.
All right,
cool, man.
I'll catch you then.
Thanks, William. Thank you. All right. Well, yeah, it is interesting. I mean, in the news today, Trump met at the NATO summit, and I think he's doing the right thing.
Is he?
Actually, I think we should get rid of NATO, not fund it more.
Mm.
I think it is obsolete. Trump had it right on the campaign trail. But I think Trump, the more he pushes the Europeans, points out their hypocrisy. That they actually don't fund these things that they really want. That on trade issues, they complain that Trump's raising tariffs, but they have high tariffs and barriers to free trade themselves. Because they're hypocrites, like most people in politics and who have power. And then you get people like Bob Corker, who criticized Trump for lack of leadership in the world. He's losing America's standing in the world as the leader of the free world. Actually, that's code words for, we want to have our empire and continue to pay for it and protect the Europeans, run the Middle East, put Russia back into a corner, and contain China, control North Korea, essentially control the whole world. Yeah, how are we going to afford that, little Bob Corker? So I hope Trump, you know, if the Europeans don't play ball, just gets the hell out of there. Defend yourselves. I was about to say something dirty. Defend yourselves, dirtbags. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Hey, Crawdad, how you doing?
You're talking about the European countries that knowingly allowed the price fixing of the steel industry until it was unescapably out to public, and then they had to put sanctions and fines against them.
Right, right.
ThyssenKrupp being one of them.
Right, messing it's just the... I don't like tariffs. I don't like restrictions on free trade because I believe free trade empowers individual people to better their own lives. That's why we have free trade between the states here in the United States. Can you imagine trade barriers between Alabama and Georgia? It would make no sense. So I think if you have that worldwide, the problem is nobody wants to play that game. And it's sad. And the EU, the government in Beijing, Moscow, all over the world, Africa hopefully will change their mind, but it's destroying their people's lives. They're ripping people off. And so that's what I would like to get to. And if Trump's pointing out the hypocrisy and how unfair it is, fine. If he thinks raising taxes in order to make things fair will actually bring jobs, I think he's wrong, but we'll see how it plays out. It might be a leverage game.
On a lighter note, on Georgia, previous conversation with Mike.
Yes.
Yes, I was listening to that conversation. It occurred to me you were practicing verbal Wing Chun there.
Verbal Wing Chun. Are you referencing the jiggy?
No, Wing Chun. I love Wing Chun. You know, Ip Man taught Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee came over here, incorporated Wing Chun style into his Jeet Kune Do.
Oh.
And it's like doing, what do you call it, down dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's a part of that. Wing Chun is very closely related to some of the physical things. Check it out, Wing Chun.
Okay.
You'll like it.
Wait, are you saying everybody Wing Chun tonight?
Yes.
Like, I think that's a euphemism for something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what. This is totally unrelated, but I can't help it. There are snowy owls that have been moving into parts of the United States heretofore unknown.
Hmm.
That's a reference to Zappa.
Okay, I'm a little light on my Zappa. I need to do some heavy lifting on the Zappa.
Snowy owls normally are, you know, way up north, but three years ago, hadn't seen a snowy owl in South Florida in forever. They've been migrating down in little waves off and on. People over in Forest Hills freaked out when a snowy owl flew right across the car, and the guy said, you know, that thing's wingspan was from one side of the car to the other, and a full-grown snowy owl can have a 5-foot wingspan. So if you see a snowy owl in Montgomery, don't freak out. It's not a ghost.
Okay. Send me some Zappa. You know how to reach me. Appreciate the call, Crawdad.
I love when he calls because I'm so gullible. I don't know if he's joking or not because I'm totally going to be looking out for a big white bird.
Right. Now we have a question from the Book of Faces.
All right, let's see. All right, so do you think lyrical trends in popular music, including rock and roll, affect generational concept of romanticism, and how so?
Say that again.
Do you think lyrical trends in popular music...
Okay, lyrics in popular music, the trends and how lyrics are changing, okay.
Including rock and roll, generally affect concepts of romanticism.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm a big proponent of, if you listen to a particular type of music, so you have your three bands. What is it, like Nine Inch Nails?
Manson and Tool. Yeah.
I think the concepts found in that music, especially whether it comes to romanticism or whether it comes to anything else in life, whatever concepts they're touching on, it really affects how you think about the actual world. So I don't know those bands well enough to really analyze you, but I think if you really looked inward and you figured out, oh, what are the songs I listen to all the time that I really love that speak to me? It's not that, oh, this happened in my life, so I like the song. I think it's actually the other way around. I think you've heard the song so much, it affects how you actually live your life. And I think, and I can't do a detailed, you know, thing like I think she wanted me to say, because it was like, okay, pick the song, pick the trends. But I do think the music people listen to affect how they live their lives. So when, say, Tipper Gore got her panties in a wad, and her husband got her boxers in a butt bundle, Al Gore, and they did that thing, pulling Zappa up in front of Congress, pulling Dee Snider of Twisted Sister up in front of Congress. When Tipper freaked out when her daughter, her darling Nikki, knew a girl named Nikki, I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. They have a point in that, if we allow our children to listen to this music, it will change them and it will affect how they grow up and see the world, and it'll be a way that we don't want them to be like. They have a point. We do have freedom of speech. And freedom is a beautiful, dangerous, risky thing that allows for change. Mm-hmm. Is it always a good change? Do people always use their freedom responsibly? No. But it's better than not having that freedom.
Exactly.
Because then Tipper Gore gets to tell me how I live and what music I want to listen to. And you know what, Tipper? I don't want to live with a stick up my ass.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. So I think even like the people who want to censor things, who want to stop what people listen to, they're buying into this theory that the movies we watch, the TV we watch, the culture. And the left has done a brilliant job of winning the culture war because they took over the commanding heights of universities. And not the like uber left like a Jason Fee, but like I'm not even talking about some folks who fancy themselves Marxists. It's more some Marxist theory combined with more of using the system we have. So they command entertainment for the most part. They command the media for the most part. 90% Democrat, I think the media is, last survey.
Oh, yeah.
They command a lot of popular culture. And I'm sure you've seen it in the comedy scene.
Oh, yeah.
Though there's more freedom of speech in comedy. I'll give them
to
that.
To a point. It's starting to die.
And so I really love, though, that because of the internet, that's breaking down. And that's probably why things are becoming more polarized. So I think lyrical trends in music, including rock and roll, influence romanticism? Yeah, probably. I think the way Frank Sinatra sang about love probably affected our grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Differently than, say, their parents and their grandparents growing up in the 1800s. It's a very different concept of love. This sort of, look, be a lady tonight. I think it's a little different.
Things get deeper as they get longer. You know what I'm saying? As it goes in, things change. Like the music, right. what would be considered terrible now, you know what I'm saying, would not be considered terrible in the future.
True.
You know? But what will be considered terrible in the future is going to be
Yeah, and we don't know. History will be the judge. Well, no, history won't. Somebody later living will be the judge.
We're not going to know what it is, but people, we know it's going to be there, and yeah, it's going to happen.
All right. Well, let's go back to the phones. We have calls for some reason. 272-9228. Hey, who's this? You're on there.
It's the Master Thespian.
Oh, hello, sir.
Hello. Y'all having a great discussion.
Oh, thank you.
The whole idea about the music we listen to, it's funny because we are all a sum total of everything that we consume, not just the music, but the right, television shows, the movies we watch. Everything that happens to us becomes a part of us, whether we like it or not. You know? That's an interesting thing to look about how do those lyrics affect people. And I would agree with you. I think it's more get an emotional vibe off of something, and that's what you latch on to. That it's not so much, I don't know, it's not so much the words, but it's just that emotion that you feel when you hear that combination of words and music together. You go, yeah, that's my song. That's the thing I identify with.
So, I like that. You know? Because when you hear the song, like 20 years later, you still get that.
Remember that memory?
Oh yeah,
and that smell. Oh, I love the smells.
Oh, the smell does take you back.
I like the smells.
Smell does take you back. But I wanted to be a counterpoint to our friend Mike, who was so nicely telling you all that he didn't like the show. I love this show because I never know what's going to happen. It's great because every time I tune in, I'm like, okay, who's going to be there? What are they going to talk about? And it's so cool.
That's why I do it. I don't know half the time. I want to surprise myself. And sometimes we do. That's what I mean by surprising myself.
Boom.
Sometimes we discuss very heavy things. Sometimes it is news specific. Sometimes the news day sucks, though.
Like, absolutely.
And
you need to go away.
And there are heavy topics. Like, I am keeping my finger on the pulse of what's going on. I'm hoping out of this Helsinki summit with Putin and Trump that there's actually an agreement that ends this war in Syria, because Russia has backed themselves into a corner in Syria. Putin just met with Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel earlier today. That's a key sign that something might be done on Syria. Hopefully that's the case, but I don't want to talk about that every night. When it's a big news item, we'll talk about it.
Well, this show is kind of like a round table of friends.
Yeah.
You know, you just get together and you talk about what's on your mind. And sometimes you just need to do that. You need to run things around in your head and bounce them off of other people.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's what makes life good.
Well, and that's actually how most people, and thank you for saying that, Master Thespian. I think especially in the media these days, I mean, you see sometimes, especially on these weekend shows, six people trying to talk over themselves in a five-minute segment. It's terrible. It is terrible. And go ahead.
I was going to say, they're trying to pound information in with a ball-peen hammer.
Right.
And everybody's got a different hammer, and they're all pounding at the same time.
Well, and when you have that amount of time, and you have that format, you don't have room to go, I don't know. What do you think? Let me just talk out loud on something I'm not certain about. You have to approach it like, I know the truth, damn it, and you're wrong. And it's just, that's not how life works. It's more complicated than that.
And that gets old after a while. You don't want to listen to people screaming at each other.
But then sometimes it is entertaining.
Yeah.
I have to get on. It is entertaining.
Oh, yeah. I must admit, I was laughing during Mike's phone call. I was laughing at him, not with him. But, you know,
I'm fascinated by him, to be honest.
Well, I'm with you. Why does he keep listening? If he doesn't like it.
Well, and it reminds me of, like, the drunk that shows up to a comedy show and continues to, like, heckle. It's like, what are you doing here?
I came for the show.
All right. I'm going to go away now and let you all continue to talk about all sorts of things. So,
okay.
Thanks.
Cool.
appreciate it.
Appreciate bye-bye. It, Master. Thanks, Desmond. Man. Yeah, it's, you know, what's a classic heckle?
When does the comedy start?
Oh, man. I can't even name all the terrible.
Have you ever been heckled?
Oh, a lot. Yeah. I did it for 4 years, and the first year, nobody laughed.
No, actually, there was the show I went to.
Yeah.
That I saw you for the first time.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember his name. He was the big. He was the guy who was touring around the country. He had the guitar.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. H.C. Rosen.
Rosen, and it wasn't his best night, but it wasn't his fault, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was some chick who wasn't heckling, but she was drunk. She was loud as hell talking to her friend. It's a small room y'all were in, and it wasn't just like the talking that was loud. It was like her moving her drink around and for some reason jingling her keys.
Just not paying attention. In a comedy show, you got to listen because right. It's a joke. It's a story. They're telling you a story. There's going to be little funny things. And then at the end of the big story, there's going to come back to all the other stuff. And if you didn't pay attention, it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
and that's sad.
Yeah, just if they're going to do comedy at a bar, you have to do comedy first.
Right.
Before they get hammered.
See, but then people are trying to do their best. Not, I don't know if Montgomery could support a true comedy club.
Yeah.
I wish we could. Maybe we can. If somebody has the money and wants to take the risk, go for it. I would love an actual comedy club here in Montgomery. But it's a tough thing. And it is also, I'm worrying that we might be reaching peak comedy. With all the Netflix stuff going on and people getting all these specials, younger and younger, I worry it's like that craze where everybody was getting wanted the next Seinfeld. To get the sitcom and get signed. And part of me thinks maybe comedy comes around when things get too crazy and too polarizing when it comes to politics and other issues. Hmm. When there are worries about political correctness, comedy will always be there to go, hey, we can say whatever the F we want.
Mm-hmm. But now it's getting to the point where you can't.
Oh, but you can.
Well, you think
you can.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You can say what Doug Stanhope. Do you think he censors himself?
No, he
says whatever he wants. There's all sorts of comics out there who say whatever they want, and they're not always correct. And the joke isn't funny sometimes. And that's the dangerous thing, in my opinion. I know talking about comedy isn't funny, but in my opinion, if you're going to do a very dark joke. Like any subject, it better be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because if it isn't funny...
Then you're a creeper.
Then you just made a weird comment about, like, murder or rape. Like, don't... There are comedians who can do it, but you gotta be good.
Oh, yeah, I'm full of them.
You gotta be good.
I'm full of twisted jokes.
Well, I love Jimmy Carr. He's a British comedian. He's the type of comic that people, and he said this, that people come to him and go, I did this joke about a baby getting murdered, but I couldn't possibly ever tell it. Well, you want to tell it, Jimmy? It's like, oh, yeah, babies. And they're like, no, tell it yourself. But he has this approach and this delivery where he can say outrageous things, and it's funny.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been seeing my shirts with no sleeves on them.
Yeah.
Because we're in Alabama, and it's summertime, so I cut my sleeves off.
Right.
And I just find some black shirts I got, because most of my little wardrobe's black, and
right.
The ones that aren't super cool shirts that I can afford to lose, yeah. I'll chop sleeves off. One of them just happened to be a Disney shirt.
What character?
Disney. It said Disney on it, Florida, and then like above the letters Disney, it had Goofy and Minnie and Donald. And
It's like you visited the theme park.
Yeah, it's like I went to the theme park, you know, and I've been wearing it to work.
And, wait, did you actually visit the theme park?
No, I didn't.
You just bought a Disney shirt.
No, somebody gave me a shirt.
Oh, okay. And I anyway, so you wear the shirt to work, the sleeves are already cut off.
And they're like, oh, you got a Disney shirt? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's where I got my kid from. They're everywhere.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's just a silly throwaway dad joke. That's a good one. That's fair. That's fair.
Do it wrong, and it turns out you end up being a
kid stealer. Yeah, you're a kidnapper.
Yeah, kid stealer.
I didn't know you were a human trafficker. Who have I brought on air? Oh, good Lord. Well, it's been a good show thus far. I'm sad, though, that 84...
That's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
I hope everything works out.
We'll get the story later this week,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to invite him back Friday since the marriage debate's fallen through the floor. and see if we can get the whole story. Maybe get that doozy of a question for him.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to ask me a question, you want to comment on anything, give me a call, 272-9228. What's on your mind today? Something in the news bothering you? Relationship troubles?
Do we suck? Tell us.
Yeah. We're happy with anything and everything.
Everybody sucks a little.
You're listening to Seth Spotlow and myself, Joey Clark. This is Joey Clark Radio Hour. Play it.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Lieutenant Governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for Lieutenant Governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
The $3 million free play frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis right down here on the Alabama River at the Capitol Oyster Bar, home of the Montgomery Marina, where we got a good time going on. Wednesday through Sunday. That's right. We close on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open up at 11. Saturday, Sunday, we open up at 12 noon. Sunday afternoon at 5, we bring you some of the finest live entertainment anywhere around. And this week, we're going to reach way back. Well, Brian Lee's coming back. That's right. Brian Lee's still on the road, still playing those low-down blues at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5. That's where, you know, we'll be cooking up fresh seafood. I'm talking about right out of the Gulf of Mexico, getting that, getting some red snapper, getting some yellowfin tuna, swordfish, grouper, all kind of good eating right there. You know, we always got a pot of gumbo. Daryl knows how to make that gumbo. If you hadn't ever tried it, I'm telling you, you're missing a treat. Good eating down there. You can check all this out. CapitalOysterBar.com is a, see a menu. Got a rental boat menu up there and everything you need to know. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Oh, welcome back to the show. One of my favorite Lenny Kravitz songs. It's such a change up from his heavier stuff. His rock and roll's great too. So it's very bluesy. It's not as heavy as other 90s stuff, like your favorite stuff. But then this is
groovy, man. I love it. I love that his mama was in Jefferson for Good Times.
Yeah, and then his daughter's acting.
Really?
Zoe Kravitz, she's fine.
Really?
Yeah, she deserves not just fine.
What's she in?
She was in the X-Men First Class movie. She was really? A chick with the wings. But she's been in several things. I remember, I think she was in Californication one season, that show on Showtime. Yeah, very beautiful girl. I think a good actress.
Cool.
And Lenny's just genius. I love his music. And I'm about to go to Tom on the phone. You want to call in, talk to Seth and I, 272-9228. Anything goes, even complaints. Happy to field any sort of questions or comments. But I found a quote from Goethe. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, if that's how you say it. And it was shared by my good friend Dan Sanchez, or as some of my friends want to call him, Dan Chaz. And the quote from Goethe is, quote, "Plunge boldly into the thick of life and seize it where you will. It is always interesting." And I say, ha ha ha, Goethe, I always plunge boldly into the thick. Well, on that note, let's go to the phones and talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing, guys?
I'm actually in a great mood right now. I'm a little tired, a little delirious, but I'll be good.
Have you plunged boldly lately, Tom? Sorry.
Well, first of all, I want to say hi to Mike, the old buddy there. You're friendly and helpful. But so I was talking about the fact that Trump is trying to get like China and other countries to pay up, whereas we're paying everybody all this money to help them out, help this out, help that out, but nobody's helping us out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it's because there was, after the Second World War, there was the Cold War, but then after that falls in the late 80s, early 90s, the U.S. is the sole superpower. And there were even people in the U.S., past presidents, other thought leaders, whatever, who said, they use all these euphemisms. I like to use the word empire because it makes some people mad. But they use words like unipolar power or sole superpower or the leader of the world. It's like, what do you mean by all that stuff? It means that we're dominant economically. We were dominant militarily, still are by far. And people in the U.S. running the country thought this is great. They don't have to give us anything in return because we're dominating them. So let's continue to dominate them and sort of give them a few gifts so they behave. That hasn't always worked out. And I think Trump is right to be upsetting that. Now, I don't think protectionism actually works, but it's not just Donald Trump's fault. He's got a point when he says to the Europeans, stop taxing our cars so much. So I see his point. But the idea should be no tariffs at all. And I love that in the G7 meeting, Trump actually brought that up with the G7 leaders. We should at least consider no tariffs. Like, genius! That way we can let people who are intrepid entrepreneurs provide. And if Germany's better at making cars than people in the U.S., the U.S. will probably be better at other things. That's how it'll work. But having the government come in and pick winners and losers is never a good solution, because then you'll get a lot of losers who go, I want to be a winner. And a lot of winners who stop winning because they're really good at providing a product or service, but because the government is propping them up. And it just gets all out of whack. It's messed up. But I like that Trump's sort of this chaotic good. He's making everybody in the world wake up and recognize that the world's changing.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, I'm glad that you got an outsider, as they say, you know, as opposed to the politicians. The politicians, they've been just doing the same thing over and over and over, just spitting out the same rhetoric over and over and over. You know, you need somebody out there who's not, you know, a politician who's not going to be thinking the same way, and who, you know, like a businessman, you know?
Yeah,
I know that.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know that Kurt Cobain, you know, back in 95, he was saying that, you know, we need a businessman to run this place like Donald Trump. You know, it's kind of weird saying it like that, but, you know, that's what we need. And here we are, you know, years later. There it is.
Yeah, Seth, how I mentioned Jimmy Carr earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to steal a line from him. So I'm giving Jimmy credit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Kurt Cobain, he said that about Trump, but he was always shooting his mouth off.
And his arms. Drug jokes. Yeah. Suicide, funny.
Well, Tom, I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, man. That was awesome. Way to go. I like where that went.
Yeah, me too. I am happy to talk about politics. I just sometimes get worn thin with the usual back and forth. Well, I deal with it all day, but it's been all day for 5-6 years. So I have seen, I don't think it's just Trump derangement syndrome. I think it's presidential derangement syndrome. I think it is
political
often,
syndrome.
If you want to know why a lot of people on the left are acting the way they are, it's because the people they really identify with, the Democratic Party, and a lot of people on the left don't necessarily identify with the current Democratic Party. I think the reason Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are saying, they didn't say technically abolish ICE, but some people in the Democratic Party are, is because they're worried in these next midterms that there will be essentially a uber-progressive coup, where Bernie and his acolytes will take over the Democratic Party and take out people like Schumer and Pelosi. And so they're trying to defend against their base, doing what the Tea Party did to some extent and what Trump definitely did to the Republican Party. So it's complicated in that regard. I like talking shop about politics in the sense that how it actually works. But when it gets to the bumper sticker logic, like these campaign ads going out, I see why they run them, because the ads work. But the bumper sticker logic at a certain point, I want to talk, like, say Twinkle Kavanaugh wins and becomes lieutenant governor, or maybe it's Will Ainsworth. In my mind, like, it's a toss-up. I don't really care between those two. I think they're both competent. But I would love to sit them both down after everything's said and done and be like, did you really mean the things you said? Can't we just have a beer or drink some coffee?
We just get along.
Why don't you just come out on this show and have a good time? Actually, Crawdad messaged me. He said my show's like Cheers.
Ah.
He said my show reminds him of the show Cheers.
After I leave here and I'll go home, man, I run into people that listen and they love it.
Yeah.
They freaking love it.
No, but don't blow smoke up my ass.
Well, no, my friends are kind of tools.
And no. You can say that with love, can't you?
No, they're a lot better than I am.
Yeah.
They love it, man. They say it's just like hanging out with the fellas.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, man.
I think we need more of that.
Yeah.
In this world. Because, we can hang out anytime.
Because people don't. They hang out in social media, which doesn't count.
Right.
All it does is give you carpal tunnel in your thumbs.
Well, and sometimes my phone's right here in front of me right now, but I will flip it over because for that first segment, the first 30-something minutes, it was flipped over. And look at it. And you know what's amazing? I don't do that often enough.
Yeah, man, it's good.
And it gives me all sorts of anxiety.
And it's terrible because if you get off of Facebook, if you just say, okay, I'm not going to do it for a week, man. You know what? The first 3 days are terrible.
Yeah, you get
it's
addicted.
It's a drug, man. Yeah. It's a drug.
You get addicted.
And then you lose, you don't know how to talk to people. It's freaking miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what do I do? I'll call you, won't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you will. You will. I have to be honest with you. I might as well just have it out on air. Like, I was working early, and you texted me, and you say, hey, man, how's it going? Just in a text or something like that. How's your day going? And my first reaction to it in my head was, ah, go away. It's like, I'm early. I'm up early. But then, you know, I did respond later. I was like, I'm doing fine. But I was just like, no, stop.
Sorry, man. I'm up early. Everybody else got to get up early,
I know,
too. My kid's up at 6, so is the rest of the world.
Yeah, no, and I'm planning on getting up early tomorrow, doing a workout, going by the cryo chamber to see the ever so awesome and lovely Lori. It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's a good gig.
Man, one of these days I'm going to do that.
One of these days.
Yeah.
You should try it.
Yeah, one of these days I will.
Yeah, you should try it.
Because I'm hot all the time.
Try it out.
Yeah.
No sleeves. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Disney shirt.
I mean,
anything.
I'm butt naked. I don't care.
I don't do it naked.
Oh, I got boxers.
Wear your boxers.
Yeah.
I know if some people said I went in there naked. Don't.
No, it's already small enough.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, no, the cryo actually helps with blood flow.
Yeah. Oh.
Cardiovascular system in general.
Oh.
And where it counts. Let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. We have three people on.
Sweet.
This is what happens when I have a call screener. Newstalk, who's this? You're on there.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
This is Mike. What's up, man?
I knew who it was Mike. Immediately, brother.
I got a question for you. I'm doing good. I'm doing great, man.
What's up?
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
In 10 years?
I've already answered this.
I hopefully will, in 10 years, have the sexiest wife that creates envy in the eyes of many. That won't be the main reason for marrying her. To be a little bit of the reason. It's like, I'm going to try to get people, some people to break a commandment, all right? Don't covet thy neighbor's wife. That's the type of wife I'm going for. But it's also brilliant, and hopefully have a kid by that point, personally. That's just the personal level. Professionally, I hope to have my own show for maybe 3-4 hours,
woo!
Wherever it is, but I hopefully will also have written something. I want to meet people that I'm fascinated by. I would love to meet people, say, in the wrestling biz, who probably I can reach out to, like a Dolph Ziggler. I know some people think he's a douche, but I think he's doing that on purpose. That's the whole shtick.
Yeah.
He's a comedian on the side, too. So.
Oh.
You need to message him, dude. See if you can get him in a call.
I could, see, but I could do that. But I want to meet these people in person. I don't want the first impression to be a telephone call necessarily.
See, that's where it gets hard, but it's easy to meet somebody Messenger.
With Messenger, I can message somebody and be like, hey, you want to come on? But it would be great to actually meet people in person.
Yeah, I agree completely.
That's professionally where I see myself. I don't know, personally, professionally, that's about it. I would hope to be a little richer, a little wiser.
You're a little
Hopefully
Richard?
Not too many have. Yeah, I'm going to turn into Little Richard with the hair and everything. Be a little more flamboyant, you know.
Well, man, I love the show. I just wanted to let you know, and I wanted to squeeze my question in there.
Well, I appreciate you squeezing it in, brother.
All right, brother. Take care.
Oh, and I should have said this. I should probably feel what it's like to take a bump, man up, take a bump, get slapped in the chest in a wrestling ring.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I've been watching this stuff enough to where I have a little bit of that itch.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to hurt like hell.
Man.
But, you know.
I used to do backyard wrestling back in high school.
Yeah?
And then when I went to Lee.
I used to do moves on my brother. Oh, like the man. Diamond cutter. Right
I was
on
him. Super crazy Seth.
Super crazy Seth. Let's see if there's somebody actually here. No? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. People call in. They're not patient. But we don't have much time anyway.
Yeah.
We've got about 3 minutes exactly.
I got my fingers crossed for those 3 hours, Holmes. That would be awesome.
Well, I mean, and we don't have to push too much.
No, no.
And I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do more. I would love to do more.
An hour's great.
I want to entertain. I want to help inform people. I want to hear personal stories and learn and entertain myself. Seriously.
Yeah.
Half what I do is just surprising myself and trying to enjoy life.
Huh.
Because
people are losing that.
If you're looking for somebody who's just plainly going to talk about the news, that's not what I'm going to do. I can't do that. I can try, but I would be miserable doing that.
You got to be happy.
Yeah, got to be happy. And I think it rubs off. You learn things about people. Who's this? News Talk, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jay.
Hey, Jay. What's up, man? We only got two minutes, but quickly.
I was just trying to figure out, is this Seth, like Seth Spotless Seth?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jay from Dooley Fame Days, man.
Hey, man. Oh, what?
Glad to hear your voice.
Hey, man, how you been doing?
It's been a long roller coaster of me becoming more and more of a professional person and an adult.
I guess me too. I'm here.
Middle age has been unkind and kind at the same time. It's like a Sour Patch Kid.
But real quick, Jay, you said me too. In this political climate, say I as well.
I too.
I as well.
I as well.
You can't co-opt the Me Too term.
Oh.
It's inappropriate.
See, I'm learning something new every day.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I as well. You win this round because I'm so sick of the Me Too thing.
Yeah. Well, there's the silly and there's the serious.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with Weinstein in court. Good Lord.
That should be fun to watch.
Bury him under the jail.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's nice to hear from you. Keep on listening.
Nice to hear you too, dude. I'm glad that Joey gets this extra hour. It's a nice ride home for me sometimes.
Man, we really enjoy you listening. And keep on hanging in there, man. You'll hear more of us.
I'll do it. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too, man.
You too. See, and I've created some reunions, some connections. Yeah. We've become good friends over these few months.
Man. And it's our whole friendship is on air.
Yeah. Well, and I'm getting close to September the 11th. 2017. No, not 2001. We all know what that day was. And it was a sad day. I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
But September 11th, 2017, that was the first episode of this show.
Oh.
So we're coming up on a year.
Cool.
In about a month or two.
Oh, and you let me on in December.
Yeah.
And that's when Peyton ran away.
Actually, 2 months away. 2 months away.
That's awesome, man.
I feel like I've changed some.
Yeah.
Now I plan to continue to develop.
Woo, gotta grow, man. That's life.
Well, thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you, man.
We'll get 84 back on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Baron Coleman.